So I just want to take a few moments to introduce myself and what I do. My name is Julian. This is a podcast platform, which I've been looking for a while. I do have a blog on blogger.com. The address is juliansthoughts.blogspot.com. That's juliansthoughts.blogspot.com. That's the platform for my blog. And I also have a YouTube channel, corresponding YouTube channel with under the same name, Julian's Thoughts. Now, basically what I do is I try to encourage people to live spiritually in God through Christ Jesus. And I understand that doing that in this world that we live in is very challenging, and a lot of people struggle to find balance between trying to live for God and just deal with everyday life. So what I try to do with the help of the Holy Spirit and God as my personal guide, I try to encourage other people the way I get through every day, every situation. I do have about 30 blogs on my blogging site, well, on Blogger right now, and I have a few videos on my YouTube channel. I just started, but by God's grace, I hope to upload 2 videos every week on there. But I've always wanted a podcast where I could just talk, because that's what podcasts are all about, you know, talking. But this is perfect for me, so this is just, I just want to take the time out to introduce myself so that my contents are not misunderstood. I will talk about a lot of things, but mainly I realize that we are being mind conditioned daily to get further and further and further away from God, things of God. I do study the Bible every day. I ask God for spiritual wisdom and understanding and knowledge to reveal to me the things that I study in the Word. And what I've found out is that almost everything we do is contrary to the Word of God, and this is not the will of God. To be honest with you, it's the will of the devil, because if you really study the Bible, it says that Satan is the god of this world. God created the earth, but man, Adam, the first man, because of the sin of disobedience, we gave our authority over to the devil, and we gave him the right to become the god of this world. And there's a lot of things that is going on that people don't understand. There's a lot of things that people just think, oh, it's just this or it's just that. But it's always deeper than that. It's always deeper than that. Now, on this podcast, what I'm going to try to do is, my podcast, my blog, and the YouTube channel all have similar contents but different variations. So basically what I'm going to use this podcast for is to just bring a lot of enlightenment to some of the things that's happening. Now, I do understand that there are a lot of people out there that are, for lack of a better phrase, still asleep. And some of the things I say, they may challenge it. They may say, oh, you know, it's just this and it's just that. But that's the subtlety of the enemy that you deal with. He doesn't want you to believe that this is really happening or that this is real. He wants you to think that, hey, you know, this is not real. Oh, don't listen to them. They're just crazy people. But we're not just crazy people. I'm not just crazy. Like, I'm not crazy, trust me. But once you start to really understand what's going on and why these things are going on, then you begin to see that, wait, there might be some element of truth to what this guy's rambling on about. Because the Bible gives you a very vivid description of things that are going to happen in the end times. I know people said, well, you know, they've been saying for years that Jesus is coming back, and he hasn't been back yet, and, you know, it's probably never going to happen. Trust me, it's going to happen. And if you look at everything that's happening in the world around us right now, it points to the fact that it's getting closer and closer every single day. But again, without rambling on too long, which, well, I guess it's okay to ramble because that's what a podcast is about. But not rambling, but just talking. But this is just a quick intro of who I am, what I do on this platform. So I don't want it to be misunderstood. I want it to be very clear. I'm a disciple of Jesus Christ. I represent that boldly. And in a way, I do take offense to things that mock my Lord and Savior, that mock God. So I will be pointing out a lot of things. Hollywood is, well, you know what? We'll just leave that for another time. But I will be pointing out a lot of things that people do on a day-to-day basis to make it look like, well, Jesus doesn't have any power. He's just a man. He's not just a man. Trust me. I know personally, and on this platform, through different, I guess, episodes you could call them, I'll give you some personal experiences of mine that I've had. Listen, nobody has to tell me that God is real. If you don't want to believe it, it's fine. Even God gives you a choice to believe or not to believe, you know. But I personally know that there's God. I know that Jesus is Lord. I know that there's heaven and I know that there's hell. Why? Because of personal experiences. A lot of people haven't really, some people haven't really had personal experiences with God. I have. And because of that, I know what I know. You know, people even try to convince, well, are you sure that? Look, I'm sure of what I'm sure of. And what I'm sure of is that God is real. Believe that. You know, there's different theories out there, Big Bang Theory and all that. I'll talk about those, you know, in different, again, different episodes. Because some of the things we choose to believe in, besides outside of God, it's just hilarious to me. Like, people will make up the dumbest things, not just to say God doesn't exist. You know, it's like, it just tickles me, for lack of a better phrase, because I just can't fathom, like, and some of the people I talk to are very intelligent people, but when it comes to the subject about God, they just say things that make you wonder about their IQ. Like, wait, didn't you just tell me that, you know, you have all these degrees and, you know, you were graduated top of your class? Like, what you just said makes no sense, you know. But we'll cover all that. We'll capture that. Hopefully, I get some listeners out there who really will follow what I'm saying. And I know a lot of people, once they hear this, they're like, oh, you know, he's a Christian, you know, blah, blah, blah. That word itself, you do not use it to describe myself. Again, we'll talk about that and why that is and what I call myself. But without further ado, I'm probably going to end this right here. And there's something else I do want to talk about. So I'll end this intro and then I'll get back on the platform and I'll start a podcast and we'll see where it goes. All right. Thank you for listening. I'm Julian. These are my thoughts and what I'm thinking. So I just want to take a few moments to introduce myself and what I do. My name is Julian. This is a podcast platform, which I've been looking for a while. I do have a blog on blogger.com. The address is juliansthoughts.blogspot.com. That's JulianSThoughts dot blogspot, BlogSpot.com. That's the platform for my blog. And I also have a YouTube channel, corresponding YouTube channel with under the same name, Julian's Thoughts. Now, basically what I do is I try to encourage people to live spiritually in God through Christ Jesus. And I understand that doing that in this world that we live in is very challenging, and a lot of people struggle to find balance between trying to live for God and just deal with everyday life. So what I try to do with the help of the Holy Spirit and God as my personal guide, I try to encourage other people the way I get through every day, every situation. I do have about 30 blogs on my blogging site, well, on Blogger right now. And I have a few videos on my YouTube channel. It just started. But by God's grace, I hope to upload 2 videos every week on there. But I've always wanted a podcast where I could just talk, because that's what podcasts are all about, you know, talking. But this is perfect for me. So this is just, I just want to take the time out to introduce myself so that my contents are not misunderstood. I will talk about a lot of things, but mainly I realize that we are being mind conditioned daily to get further and further and further away from God, things of God. I do study the Bible every day. I ask God for spiritual wisdom and understanding and knowledge to reveal to me the things that I study in the Word. And what I've found out is that almost everything we do is contrary to the Word of God. And this is not the will of God. To be honest with you, it's the will of the devil. Because if you really study the Bible, it says that Satan is the god of this world. God created the earth, but man, Adam, the first man, because of the sin of disobedience, we gave our authority over to the devil. And we gave him the right to become the god of this world. And there's a lot of things that is going on that people don't understand. There's a lot of things that people just think, oh, it's just this or it's just that. But it's always deeper than that. It's always deeper than that. Now, on this podcast, though, what I'm going to try to do is, my podcast, my blog, and the YouTube channel all have similar contents but different variations. So basically what I'm going to use this podcast for is to just bring a lot of enlightenment to some of the things that's happening. Now, I do understand that there are a lot of people out there that are, for lack of a better phrase, still asleep. And some of the things I say, they may challenge it. They may say, oh, you know, it's just this and it's just that. But that's the subtlety of the enemy that you deal with. He doesn't want you to believe that this is really happening or that this is real. He wants you to think that, hey, you know, this is not real. Oh, don't listen to them. They're just crazy people. But we're not just crazy people. I'm not just crazy. Like, I'm not crazy, trust me. But once you start to really understand what's going on and why these things are going on, then you begin to see that, wait, there might be some element of truth to what this guy's rambling on about. Because the Bible gives you a very vivid description of things that are going to happen in the end times. I know people said, well, you know, they've been saying for years that Jesus is coming back and he hasn't been back yet and, you know, it's probably never going to happen. Trust me, it's going to happen. And if you look at everything that's happening in the world around us right now, it points to the fact that it's getting closer and closer every single day. But again, without rambling on too long, which, well, I guess it's okay to ramble because that's what a podcast is about. But not rambling, but just talking. But this is just a quick intro of who I am, what I do on this platform. So I don't want it to be misunderstood. I want it to be very clear. I'm a disciple of Jesus Christ. I represent that boldly. And in a way, I do take offense to things that mock my Lord and Savior, that mock God. So I will be pointing out a lot of things. Hollywood is, well, you know what? We'll just leave that for another time. But I will be pointing out a lot of things that people do on a day-to-day basis to make it look like, well, Jesus doesn't have any power. He's just a man. He's not just a man. Trust me. I know personally, and on this platform, through different, I guess, episodes you could call them, I'll give you some personal experiences of mine that I've had. Listen, nobody has to tell me that God is real. If you don't want to believe it, it's fine. Even God gives you a choice to believe or not to believe, you know. But I personally know that there's God. I know that Jesus is Lord. I know that there's heaven, and I know that there's hell. Why? Because of personal experiences. A lot of people haven't really, some people haven't really had personal experiences with God. I have. And because of that, I know what I know. You know, people even try to convince, well, are you sure that, look, I'm sure of what I'm sure of. And what I'm sure of is that God is real. Believe that. You know, there's different theories out there, Big Bang Theory and all that. I'll talk about those, you know, in different, again, different episodes, because some of the things we choose to believe in besides outside of God, it's just hilarious to me. Like, people will make up the dumbest things, not just to say God doesn't exist. You know, it's like, it just tickles me, for lack of a better phrase, because I just can't fathom, like, and some of the people I talk to are very intelligent people, but when it comes to the subject about God, they just say things that make you wonder about their IQ. Like, wait, didn't you just tell me that, you know, you have all this degrees and, you know, you were graduated top of your class? Like, what you just said makes no sense, you know, but we'll cover all that. We'll capture that. Hopefully, I get some listeners out there who really will follow what I'm saying. And I know a lot of people, once they hear this, they're like, oh, you know, he's a Christian, you know, blah, blah, blah. That word itself, you do not use it to describe myself. Again, we'll talk about that and why that is and what I call myself. But without further ado, I'm probably going to end this right here, and there's something else I do want to talk about, so I'll end this intro, and then I'll get back on the platform, and I'll start a podcast, and we'll see where it goes. Alright, thank you for listening. I'm Julian, these are my thoughts, and what I'm thinking.